In the book of Acts, we won't turn there just now, but in chapter 13 we read these words, "I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after mine own heart." It's hardly surprising because David, although he was king of Israel, was not ashamed to record a request that he constantly made to God. If you have a Bible program with a word search facility and you type in the words, quote, "teach me," unquote, you'll find that this phrase comes up no less than 15 times. Once in the book of Job and 14 times in the book of Psalms. 9 times in Psalm 119 alone we find the phrase, "teach me." And as we've just sung in Psalm 143, "teach me, O Lord." This is something which David was constantly doing. He was going to God, asking God to teach him. So if King David desired to learn God's ways and to walk in God's paths, where would he have gone? The answer to that question is to the scriptures that were available to him at that time. Remember that each king who ascended to the throne of Israel was required, according to Deuteronomy chapter 17, to undertake to write a copy of the law in his own hand. Now, if we undertook to do a similar task today, it would take us several months of constant writing. But it is a wonderful way in which to impress the law onto one's memory. It is also why we take notes during church services, simply to emphasize what we have heard. You hear the word, you write the word, and you see the word, and it engrains it up on your memory, regardless of whether you actually go back to the notes that you've taken. By simply taking notes and writing down the words that you've heard, it engraves it onto your mind. It focuses your mind much more clearly onto the words that you have heard. Now, there's also another form of teaching, and that is private study. Now, just as church services begin with a prayer to request that God be present to open our minds to his will and to his word, so also we should do the same when we begin our own private Bible study. We should involve God in everything that we do, particularly when it comes to study. By asking God to open our minds and to guide our thoughts during the study of his word, it will enable us to understand how God expects his word to be interpreted in our mind. That is because no prophecy of scripture is of any private interpretation. Now, my overall purpose today is to emphasize the vital importance of prayer before we begin studying the Bible. And afterwards, we need to think about what we have learnt. This is because the Bible is the word of God. And consequently, in order to understand the words that we read, we need to have an understanding that only the mind of God can give us. Now, we need to be guided by God's Holy Spirit whenever we begin reading from the scriptures. Otherwise, we just go completely off track. It isn't just reading the scriptures. I mean, people have been doing that for centuries. Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition isn't exactly what God has in mind for the 21st century Church of God. Now, please turn with me now to the second book of Timothy, chapter 2 and verse 15. The Bible is more than just a mere textbook. It is a tool for learning a way of life. Now, the Apostle Paul told us to pray without ceasing, and we should. We should also remember to do so when we begin to read the words of Scripture. If we are guided by the mind of God, as we read and study his word, he will develop his same mind in us. Now, in 2 Timothy chapter 2, beginning in verse 15, we read the following. "Study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needs not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." Now, we have been told in numerous sermons that we need to get our noses into this book. We need to know the laws of God. We need to know how to apply those laws in every circumstance. We need to understand the words that we read. We need to understand and read the words of history, the laws, and the prophecies. We need to meditate on how those same lessons of history, those same laws, and those same prophecies affect us today. King David recorded that the righteous person really does have an attitude where he delights in the law of the Eternal, and his law, and on his law doth he meditate day and night. Now, when we come to God prior to opening the pages of God's Word, we need to realize that our own human understanding will not give us the answers that we need. Our own human understanding really is not sufficient for what we have to come to understand. We need to be able to understand the concept that God's Word actually contains. We need the added wisdom that only God can bring to us. And now I'd like you to turn with me, please, to James chapter 1 and verse 5. Now, no one can be able to claim to understand the ways of God without divine assistance. If we are studying God's Word, we are doing so for a purpose. We seek knowledge. However, knowledge without understanding will not be of any value to anyone. Somebody once said, a little knowledge is dangerous, and so it is. We need to know what God is saying to us. We also need to ask him to grant us the ability to understand the words that we see written before us. Now, here in James chapter 1, verses 5 and 6, we read the following. James chapter 1, verse 5. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that gives to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given to him. Let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, being driven by the wind and tossed. Now, the Apostle James tells us here that if we lack wisdom, we must go to God to ask for it. Wisdom has been described as the ability to understand knowledge, to understand and to use the knowledge that we have been given. But if we have difficulty in understanding something, then we obviously need help. When it comes to the scriptures, there is only one person to whom we can go, and that is to God. Now, if we turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 9, we find it is not our inborn intelligence that enables us to understand what has been written for our admonition and teaching. These words that we read are the things of God. They are for us. We have to diligently study and learn what God has prepared for us. To understand, we need to pray about it. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9, we read the following. But as it is written, eye has not seen nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knows the things of man, save the Spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knows no man, but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. Now, without guidance from God in our personal Bible study, we are going to be at a grave disadvantage. If we do not seek guidance from God, we will not have God's perspective on any given subject. It is one of those situations where some things are hard to be understood. Without the help that only God can give us, we are simply not going to understand the things that God has prepared for us. God's Word contains history, the law, and prophecy. The first law of Bible study is prayer. We have to involve God in our study. We have to ask that we will be given the wisdom to understand the knowledge that has been given to us. The second law of Bible study is very similar. We have to meditate on it. That is, we have to think about what we have learnt, and how that should apply, and how we should apply that which we have been taught. Bible study is important. Let's get our noses into the book after we have prayed about it. Then let's remember to think about all the things that we have learnt, that we might know and remember the things that are freely given to us of God.